Should the hurricane pictures affect your vote? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. No question, President Obama's video has been more compelling than Mitt Romney's lately. Marine One flying over devastated beaches versus a political rally in Florida. No contest. But should those pictures change your vote? Well, there's a commentary on CNN today by former correspondent Frieda Gaitis, who's covered disasters all over the world, now works on her own as a consultant. And she lists a bunch of examples of leaders who looked great during disasters until they became disasters themselves. She writes that in Thailand, the same prime minister who led the recovery effort after the massive tsunami in 2004 and boldly rejected outside aid won his election in a landslide but then tanked and now lives in exile. The Japanese prime minister who led the earthquake response there, even dressed like a relief worker, ended up resigning. And she has similar stories about disasters in Peru and Chile. Of course, America is not Thailand or Japan or Peru or Chile. Our president isn't jumping onto bulldozers. In fact, I heard him actually lowering expectations.
I don't want anybody to feel that somehow this is all going to get cleaned up overnight. We want to make sure that people have realistic expectations.
But her point is the election ought to be about the direction of the country for the next 4 years and not about who's best at commiserating with victims. And she's right. But what's encouraging to me about the last few days, and especially this mutual embrace between the president and Chris Christie, is that at least it actually does seem like an authentic outbreak of bipartisanship. It's just too bad it took 4 years and a superstorm to make it happen. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.